Hi, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and thank you to our sponsor, the Sober as Shit Recovery Accountability Group. It's an accountability group for women to help other women, whether it's on day one or on day a million, recover from alcoholism and addiction. It's a secret group that is on Facebook. You cannot find it on Facebook. To join, please email me at soberasshit@gmail.com.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start out by opening up and being honest. I don't know about you guys, but I always struggle with expressing my feelings, especially when I'm feeling down and just out of sorts. It's pretty intense. It's crazy. But it is what it is, and that's why I drank a lot, because it was easier to drink and numb those feelings and numb how I was feeling than to just recognize the feelings, recognize the triggers, recognize what was going on, and try to do something about it. So here's what's going on. Moved a few weeks ago, settling in, adjusting to being a mom and adjusting to not having the ability to just go and get some me time anytime I need it. And adjusting to the fact that in order to have me time now, it usually means it's me and my kids, which means I'm always on. I don't really have that mental break that sometimes I just desperately need. Been trying to do meetings, and it's a struggle. And so shout out to all the parents that are recovering from addiction and alcoholism, because it's freaking hard. It's hard to juggle all these feelings and emotions. School time is coming, and like that worry of, am I the perfect parent? My kids don't want to talk to people. How am I supposed to handle that? Am I a bad parent because I'm not doing everything in that regard? And so I've noticed these past few weeks, it's just, I'm starting to obsess over everything. I'm isolating. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to post in my groups. I don't want to go to meetings because that means talking to people. I don't want to talk to my husband. I don't want to talk to my kids. I just want to sit in a ball and just be quiet, because every time I try to open my mouth, I just have all these feelings and emotions, and they're freaking hard and scary. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like I said, I'm isolating. I force myself to go to a meeting on Monday night because I know I need it, but getting myself to get dressed out of my sweatpants was like near impossible. I have seriously just been living in sweatpants and t-shirt because I have lost that desire to get dressed in anything. I mean, I have the mindset right now of why? Why should I? And it's hard because like I've struggled for so long and I've been working my recovery and I've been doing everything. And now shit's getting real. I don't know if it's because I'm approaching or I'm over that 18-month like hump, and everybody in recovery has lately been saying like year two is fucking hard. Like you have to actually get your shit together and work your recovery because shit is real and it's hard. Or maybe it's just because there's so many conflicting emotions going on right now with my son's going into fourth grade and there's going to be so much expected of him. And I'm worried that he's going to have this culture shock because he was in homeschool and now I'm putting him back into mainstream school, and he's going to have to talk to other kids, and he's like me and he just wants to introvert and be quiet and play his computer. It's hard, and like there's no right answers. So Monday night I went to my meeting. I did something extraordinary at the time based on my mood, which was I forced myself into a dress. I forced myself into high heels, dropped the kids off at daycare, and I went to the meeting. I got invited after the meeting to go out to a birthday celebration for somebody celebrating 13 years. And that was kind of like my higher power going, hey, you need to wake yourself up, force yourself there. Even if you can't stay the whole time, just go there, talk to a few people, talk to a few alcoholics like you, get out of your miserable fucking head, because your head right now isn't the safest place to be. So I did that. I stayed, I enjoyed it, I learned, and I got out of my head for a little bit. Did it fix everything? No. Just being honest, it did not. Yesterday, a friend stopped by, which was really awesome, brought me flowers, saw my new house, and like we just spent like an hour talking, and it was so nice because it meant I didn't have to think. I didn't have to think about all my poor me and pity party and all that shit. I was just able to lighten up and just talk. And sometimes that's all we need. Does that mean I'm all better today? No, honestly, I'm still stuck on my gray cloud and I don't know how the hell to fix it. All I can do is say, I'm not going to drink today. I made this promise a long time ago. I'm never going to drink again. I don't care how many feelings and fucking emotions I have going on and how miserable I feel. I know if I drank something today, I would feel 10 times worse and it would put me into that hamster wheel and I would just start running on it in that little circle of self-sabotage and self-destruction and misery. And I'm not going to go there. Sure, I may be feeling miserable and I may be feeling down. And I'm only saying this because life has its ups and downs. And sometimes we're up high and on that pink cloud of happiness. And sometimes we're on a fucking gray cloud and it feels like life is never going to get better. But I know because I know when I stopped drinking that this shit will get better. It may not be tomorrow, it may not be today, but sometime it will be better. And when it does get better, I can look back and I can realize, fuck, I survived that cloud of misery. I'm stronger and I worked hard to get off of it. I'm still working my program. I'm still doing the next right thing. And even though I don't want to post on my groups, I'm still posting. I'm still pushing myself to get out of my isolation to the best of my ability while I'm inside my isolation and post and be open and be honest, because it doesn't matter like how bad I feel. I know somebody out there is feeling worse than me. And my whole point and one of my points in life nowadays is to help somebody else. Even if I can't get myself out of my misery, putting my misery out there and letting them know that, hey, you may be feeling miserable, but you're not alone, is the number one thing you can do anytime. Because there's always that recovering alcoholic who's on day one or they relapse. And you know what? They need you. They need you even if you're on your gray cloud. They need you when you're on your pink cloud. There's always somebody that you can help. And every time you help somebody, it's a great thing because you may have saved their life. You may have saved your life because helping that person has kept you sober for another 5, 10 hour, whatever, minutes. It's just all about that process and all about making progress. Getting out of your comfort zone when you don't want to. Posting when you don't want to. Reaching out when you don't want to. Learning from your mistakes and admitting when you make mistakes. So my point of today's podcast is, yeah, I'm not in the greatest mood. You can probably hear it by my tone of voice. Am I going to sit there and beat myself up because I want to just clean the house super fast, do some of the laundry that I need to do, and then sit and maybe color with the kids and try to zone out so I can not think for a while? No, because you know what? I'm not drinking. And even if I'm being lazy, I'm not drinking. And I have to choose my battles. I choose today to be lazy rather than drink. And sometimes that's the best we can do. And is there anything wrong with that? No. Because in a few days, I'm probably gonna have a lot of energy. And I'm gonna go to the park and I'm going to do all the activities that I've been putting off. And I know on Saturday I'm going to go to a meeting again and I'm going to get out of my head, and it's going to help each little layer of thing that we do to help boost ourselves out of these emotions helps. Talking helps. So if you're struggling today, know that you are not alone. And my only advice to you is don't give up. Try not to drink today. If you are feeling like you're going to drink, post, write, call, text something to somebody. That craving, it'll pass in like 20 minutes. Doesn't usually last that long, even if it seems like it's lasting forever in the moment. And then you're stronger and you learned how to react when you're in a triggering situation. Hope you guys have a great one. Until next time, bye.